the point God wants you to get. You can have what you say. I've given you something to say. Now say what I tell you to say. For nor, listen, not depart from them, nor from their children, nor from their descendants, from now on, forever. Do you understand plain talk? Yeah. Says Lord Yahweh. Yeah. I didn't say it. God said it. I don't care how broke you look in the natural. I don't care how far off your house look in the natural. You ought to tell everybody, you see my new house? Glory to God. They can't. They say, no, I can't see it. Just wait, child. I'm going to show you a picture of it. Hallelujah. 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 You see my lost child? You know, one that I used to talk about all the time, how troublesome he she was. Boy, the sweetest child anybody can have. They'll look at you like you and fell out the sky. You just keep saying, say, sanctify, filled with the Holy Ghost, on fire for God. They'll look at you. They say, I know they ain't lost it now. With all the drug he's dealing with. Huh? But you can have what you say. We give up too quick. We throw in the towel too quick. Hallelujah. But you ought to design yourself. You ought to take a lifestyle like God Almighty. He didn't give up on you. He didn't give up on me. When we were all lost, we didn't even say thank you, Jesus. We didn't even have a kind word to say about it. He gave his son, gave all he had before we made any kind of commitment to him. He gave everything. Nobody can give as much as God gave. But he trusted his love. He trusted his power. He trusted what he had was better than what you had. And you will discover it by the divine power of God. And hallelujah, one night I discovered this, that God is good. And I changed my life by turning it over to him. And he set me free, filled me with the Holy Ghost, raised me up, and I've been on the run ever since. Trials and temptation, they all will cross your path. But I found out, if you run the path of life, temptation can't run with you. They have to pass you here and there, but it can't stay with you, because it can't travel the path of righteousness. It can't travel the path of success. Glory be to God. The Bible says, when Satan tempted Jesus in the wilderness, when he ran out of temptation, the Bible said it left him for a season. Hallelujah. What I'm trying to tell you, if you travel the path of life, temptation will come. Persecution will come. Testing will come. But they can't stay, because you'll pass them all. And you'll pass them by. And you'll keep on moving in the path of life, because life has conquered death. Death has been swallowed up in victory. And I tell you, you can run this race and you can finish your course. You can finish with joy. You can finish with dog telling people about the goodness of God. You can finish. I tell you, you can finish. You can finish. Joshua said, I know you heard it. This book of the law shall not depart out of my mouth, but thou shalt meditate in it day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that are written therein. Am I right about it? Then, not after, not before, then thou shalt make thy way prosper, and you'll have good success. I have good success. I have good success. Challenge of life, temptation come, I still have good success. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can have what you say. I say you can have what you say. Don't give in because the persecution come. Jesus said it would come. People going to disagree with you. They're going to call your name. They're going to say that, but you, don't you change. Because God already told you who you are. Just get courageous. Just go too far. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm talking to young people. Everybody. We're living in some days like we've never seen before. If you don't know Jesus, you don't have much to count on. But if you got Jesus, pursue him. When this thing get worse than what it, you think, this is something. When it get worse than this and you don't know Jesus, you're in trouble. But you can stand when you know it. You can say like the psalmist said, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. You see, you can say something. I will say, he is my refuge, my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. Listen. Hallelujah. See, this older generation, it's our job to equip the younger generation for what's coming. Because if Jesus tarry, I ain't going to be around here always. I'm in my fourth set of 20s. Amen. Amen. I'm not going to be here always. But it's our job to make sure we equip the younger generation. Because what's coming, it's dangerous time. If you don't know Jesus, you're in trouble. Hallelujah. And I understand about Black Lives Matter. I understand all that stuff. I understand that. But it's not the answer. I know there's a lot of injustice in this world. You know it. I know it. We know it. If you've been if you live any time, you know there's injustice. But if you don't know Jesus, you never find any justice. But if you'll make him Lord of your life, if you'll live for him every day of your life, God will make sure that you live a life and justice will be done for you. Are you hearing me? Hallelujah. Some try to find it in drugs. Some try to find it in, old folks say, in a whiskey bottle. Some try to find in all kinds of sexual perversion and pornography. But you'll never find the answer in that. It's only in Jesus. Am I right about it? Am I right about it? Hallelujah. So for God I live, and for God I live. For God I live, and for God I live. It's God that I'm living for. Are he living in me? Glory to God. Amen. Amen.